Come home to the Tri-State's best news talk radio.
John Gambling.
John Gambling on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I need your help, doctors, because to most Americans, you are the healthcare system. The fact is, Americans, and I include myself and Michelle and our kids in this, we just do what you tell us to do.
The president talking about his health care, it is numero uno on his list of things that he thinks have to be fixed fast, have to be fixed now. He's got some ideas on how to do just that, as I said just in the last half hour. Only 11% of those in a Wall Street Journal NBC poll said that the health care was absolutely at the top of the list and needed attention. The deficit was the bigger problem. Good morning, everybody. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Thursday morning in New York City on the John Gambling Show. Did you happen to see the pictures of the Senate Conference Committee on the health care bill trying to mark it up in Washington? They had the cameras turned on. The bill itself is larger than the stimulus bill. I mean, it runs into the thousands and thousands of pages, which, of course, nobody could possibly read.
Or want to.
And the things yesterday in the Senate conference room broke down along partisan lines. They started screaming at each other, and everybody walked away. Everybody went home. And so there we are. And I think that sort of shows where this is going. I have a sneaking suspicion, and I'm going to ask my guest right here. I've got Congressman Dave Camp from Michigan on the line here. He's a member of the Ways and Means Committee. He's a ranking member on that. Dave, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Hey, John, great to be on WOR.
Well, thank you very much here. I think what we saw in the Senate chambers, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats got into it and screaming at one another and kind of threw up their hands and walked away. I have a sneaking suspicion that's what's going to happen down as we continue down this health care road.
Well, you know, John, I think it's important we not go the route of the stimulus bill, which was, you know, written behind closed doors by a very few and then jammed through the Congress without the American people really having a chance to even know it was in it, much less participate in that debate. That was about money. This is about people's health. This is too important. And we think we need to have an honest and open and real debate on this. But that's why we've come up with an alternative, one that we believe is a common sense health care reform that won't cost, you know, more than the GDP of most countries in the world, but really makes health care more affordable and available to folks. And we want to help drive down costs in health care.
I am very interested to hear this because one of my major criticisms of the president and his policies and those that are behind it when it comes to health care is that this health insurance program, this public program that he wants to run up against the private programs, he doesn't tell us how we're going to reduce the costs. How do the Republicans view it?
They actually increase costs, which is a concern there. We do several things. First, I never hear in any real discussion from them any discussion of liability reform. That's got to be a key part of any significant health care reform.
Well, he stuck up the other day in Chicago with the AMA and said that he would be open to malpractice modifications, but then he said we would never cap awards.
Well, Texas and California have, and it seemed to has had a positive effect there. Yeah, this was the first mention he's had. It was a microscopic fig leaf on the issue, but look, I think the fact that he brought it up, we need to make sure that's part of a bipartisan bill. And then secondly, we need to beef up oversight on healthcare. There's a lot of waste and fraud in Medicare and Medicaid, the government programs, and a lot of duplication in healthcare, and we need to get at those. Things like a common claims form to file electronically. We have some things that will save costs, but more importantly, we need a strong wellness plan. We've got evidence around the country where companies have rewarded employees who maintain certain healthy lifestyles like stopping smoking and managing their chronic illness, and they have actually brought their costs down. And those are some of the ideas that we're going to have in our proposal.
All right. The waste is a huge issue. About 2 years ago, the New York Times did an expose. It was enormous in its length and its scope about Medicare, and they found that we spend almost $48 million in Medicaid, and that as much as $18 billion of that 48 could be attributed to fraud. I mean, that's just enormous.
It is, and there are some really good things being done outside of government, where they're actually they review the legitimacy of the claims in advance, so before the checks are sent. And there, we need to adopt these reforms in Medicaid and Medicare. Both of them have a lot of waste, billions of dollars every year. These are taxpayer dollars, and those programs can be run a lot better. So we got to beef up that oversight significantly.
Yeah, I think one of the goals should be is not so much to reduce the cost, but to maintain where we are. Because I think I don't quite understand how we could reduce it, because we do have certain built-in costs that aren't going to go anywhere. But we certainly can maintain it. And I agree with you, Congressman, and others, that this electronic and commonality of forms and information easily spread. I mean, my goodness gracious, we're getting Twitters out of Iran. You would think the doctors would be able to get information about their patients.
Absolutely. And let me just say, we had one auditor who came and gave information before the Congress that said it's safer and more profitable to fraud Medicare and Medicaid than dealing drugs. So
yeah,
there's
a lot of
money in that system that we need to get a hold of.
Because there are no sheriffs in town.
Oh, that's right. They don't even try. They don't even try to prevent the fraud in those programs.
Now, can you imagine if we ratchet this thing up into the what's the estimates that we had yesterday come out of the administration in Washington, that the Obama plan with the health care, the health insurance program, would cost $1.6 trillion over 10 years and only increase the number of people insured by maybe 16 million people?
A huge cost. The Kennedy bill, which is also introduced, could be as high as $3 trillion. These are costs that our economy and the American people really can't sustain right now. So what we think is we need a different approach. That's why we've got this proposal out here that really is a more common sense approach, understanding that if you just spend money on health care, you're not going to be able to insure more people. Given the numbers that we saw on the proposal yesterday, they only insure just a small percentage of the people we need to go after.
All right, Congressman, let's talk about this from a different point of view. I mentioned it in the open that one of the polls today, the Wall Street Journal poll, says that only 11% of Americans think health care needs to be taken care of and needs to be dealt with in a very important way. I think that shows that most Americans are not terribly upset with what we have. We complain a lot about, you know, little things, this, that, and the other thing. I'm wondering whether or not we are trying to fix something that, in the scheme of where we are and the deficits and everything else that's going on, we should just maybe push aside and put back on the shelf for a while.
Well, that's why people, if they have health care, are generally happy with it, you're right, and want to keep what they have. That's why we don't want to have a solution that costs more or is worse than the problem we have right now. And some of the proposals we've seen, I think, would really jeopardize the ability of people to keep what they have. To cost $1.6 trillion and above, either the hospitals, the physicians, the providers would have to be reduced so significantly, or the taxes would have to be raised so high that people would not be able to keep what they have. And that is, I think, a central tenet of what we're also trying to do.
How about not doing anything right at the moment?
Well, we think that there are some common sense reforms we can do that would actually promote some positive things, as I said, that would help drive down costs in the current system. We spend double what the Canadians and the British spend on it. But we know the British have a two-tier system. If you've got money, you opt out and go to a private health care system. Look at Susan Boyle. She went to a private hospital. But we think that liability reform, addressing waste, fraud, and abuse, helping people at low and modest income with health insurance premiums so that they have coverage and don't just show up at an ER, which is the most expensive way to get health care, a strong wellness program so that we don't get the soaring costs with diabetes and other problems that can get out of control and really not only cost a lot but really hurt people's lives.
All right, Congressman, I'll let you go. The conversation is only beginning. It certainly isn't close to any end or conclusion, but I think that we need to modify what the president has proposed and what others in Congress are looking at as well. I have a sneaking suspicion that this isn't going to go the way the president wants at all, but we'll have to wait and see. Dave, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, John. We've got an alternative.
You bet.